Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
I wouldn't call Jess a crybaby. That sounds derogatory, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're an emotional person.
I'm in tune with my emotions.
Yeah. She's a cry woman. Yeah. She's a cry woman.
Yeah.
Not a cry girl, but a cry woman. And she cries a lot. And we decided to make a game out of this at the end of the week where you can actually win a prize because of it. What's going to happen is Jess is going to tell you three potential reasons of why she may have cried this week as a sensitive person. And you're going to try to guess which one of these three is the real reason of why she cried this week, okay? If you get it right, you do win a prize. All right, let's get into the tears with this week's edition of Friday Cry Day with story number one.
Story number one. So I was on speakerphone with two of my friends who are road tripping across the country right now. And it was just supposed to be like a casual check-in, nothing deep. But one of them shared some exciting news about a new job opportunity. And suddenly we were having this like beautiful, unexpected tangent about life, and we started talking about how like the hardest things we go through can sometimes lead us to exactly where we're meant to be. And one of them said something that just kind of like stopped me in my tracks, and they were like, it forces you to ask yourself, what is your why? And I feel like that's obviously such a cheesy thing, but for some reason in that moment, it's so true. And I don't know, it just kind of like hit me in a way I wasn't expecting. And I just started crying. It was just like a very grounded conversation and like one I hadn't had in a really long time.
I like it. Story number two.
Story number two. So on vacation in San Diego, my niece Abby had us listening to her favorite artist right now, Biba Doobie. And like, if you don't know who she is, definitely check her out.
She's called what?
Her artist name is Biba Doobie.
Biba Doobie.
She's sick. And we played her nonstop, and it basically became the soundtrack of our trip. But the thing is I've listened to her for quite some time, but I've literally never heard her music played in public, like over some sort of like speaker or intercom. And tell me why, when we came back, we were getting pizza at Mod and one of her songs came on.
You cried at Mod Pizza?
And I had a meltdown in Mod.
In Towson?
Pizza in Towson.
I wonder if anyone else has ever cried at a Mod Pizza before. That was probably a first.
Story number three. I think my studio is haunted.
Oh, boy.
And this week it was finally confirmed.
What?
So there has been a string of weird technical issues with my board for a very, very long time. And the board is honestly, what's that like saying that people say? The straw that broke the camel's back or whatever? Like, for me, that was that, because stuff has been going down in the studio for a very long time. Like, sometimes the audio in my speakers gets really high for no reason.
It's
ice cold in my studio. I think I have the coldest room in this entire building, right? And then this week, multiple people, including Charlie the Wizard, said, no, I really do think that your studio is haunted. And I started crying because that's why, you guys, I don't know if you've been here for Halloween time when we do that stupid thing about when we get all the dumb ghost stories or whatever. I literally hate doing it. I hate doing it every year because I get so afraid. And when I'm in this room, the energy and the vibes that I feel when I'm listening to the real life ghost stories, it intensifies.
Really?
And that's why I hate doing it. So when Charlie was like, no, I genuinely, when he's been working on my board this week, he's like, I genuinely feel like your studio is haunted.
But you're not even mentioning the incident that happened.
The fire. Oh my. What? Whoa. Do you think that was it? The fire.
Yeah.
In here? Oh, dude, I have to get out of here.
Like, dude, I just put it all together right now.
No, same. I didn't even think about that. That was nuts.
Also, the murder that happened in there.
No, shut up. That's okay. Now that's actually a lie, guys. That's a lie.
We can't be sure. There could have been a murder in there.
But the fire thing is true.
Wow.
That happened out of nowhere.
Wait, what? So did you cry? I mean, I'm guessing. Sorry, yeah, for sidetracked.
I've been crying because I'm terrified to be in here, and the outlet doesn't work anymore. I just learned that today.
Okay, what was the real cry? Now I'm kind of freaked out.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Bob, it lands down. Good morning, man.
How you doing?
We're good. You've got three options. You think it's story number one, number two, or number three?
I think it's number one.
Story number one. Now, why one? That's the one with the friend and the road trip and this emotional conversation that's going on. Why was it one?
I think she gets emotional when she's around her friends all the time. So
I will say with this game, we found that family is a good, solid go-to. Friends could also be in that category. Jess, is that the real cry this week?
It's not the real cry, but that is a good guess, Bob. I just felt so inspired after the conversation, but there were no tears.
Damn. Bob, it would have been the one I would have went with, too.
Good guess,
but
though.
But it's not going to be you this week, guy. Have a good weekend, though, okay?
Thanks anyway.
Thanks, man. Let's go to, this is David. David in Parkville. What's up, man?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good. You got two options left. Is it story number two or is it story number three?
I'm doing story number three. Story number three.
No, it's the haunted. It's the haunted studio, which I'm really starting to wonder.
Why do you turn that off?
I'm also starting to wonder. Is it that now? Why did you go story number three?
I just watched the new Final Destination last night,
God.
And I screamed like a little girl in the theater.
Yo.
I mean, it was bad.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I got an inkling. I don't know if it's just fate, but I'm saying something's haunted, and that is creeping me out.
Garage Boy literally is seeing that movie while I'm at work because he knows I can't go with him.
By the way, solid movie, by the way. I'm in the theaters forever.
It was great.
It was really good. Jess, was that the real cry this week?
No, I didn't cry, but I'm freaked out right now.
So, yeah, super.
And please know, y'all, literally everything I said about that studio, all that is real.
Forgot about the fire. Yeah, that's super creepy. Thank you for trying, man. We really appreciate it.
Well,
we had somebody lined up and they
they dropped.
So I guess we just don't have a winner this week.
I mean, it was number two. Yes, if you saw me crying in Maud and it was me having a literal
aww,
like hard cry meltdown in Maud holding my crush orange soda in my hand as my husband comforted me. The answer is yes.
Is that weird to cry in a fast food restaurant?
I mean, I couldn't help it.
I don't. You know what? I cried. I cried in a fast food restaurant in Colombia when I first moved down there. We need to make this a topic. Which fast food restaurant? Because I feel like it's even weirder if you're crying in a fast food restaurant.
Mod Pizza.
Yeah, Mod Pizza.
Is that considered?
Yeah.
Because you can sit down in there.
No, I think it's fast casual.
Fast casual,
they
I feel
have,
like.
It's like there's like a brick oven, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of, it's like a little higher than Taco Bell, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely.
I think
but
anything.
No shade crying at Taco Bell, though.
Okay, we're going to do that topic next week. Well, we had somebody lined up and they dropped. So I don't, well, congratulations to.
To me, I'm the winner.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.